Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How are you doing and feeling this morning, Bailey?
I am wonderful this morning, Homer. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling refreshed.
Right.
Had a chance to get some R-E-S-T.
You got some sleep after staying up all night.
Which comes along with R-E-S-T. Yeah, I had a chance to actually go ahead and rest and just come prepare for what's next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, and no air horn or any of that. Are we good with YouTube yet? All right. I'm refreshing here. Let's see where. I'm not seeing it yet, but I guess we're there. I know. Normally I'd see it, but I don't see it.
It's there.
Yeah, okay. I don't see mine.
Oh.
Mine is. No, I'm saying on this screen. I'd be like, hold up. So I'm going to say great morning to everybody. Anyhow, you're going to learn today. See, mine. I don't have to go here. Normally, it'll show at the top. It'll be like, blam! You know how when you go live or anything on social media, it's sort of a little live on the icon.
Yeah.
So that's what I was looking for. Where my icon at? Where the live
thing
at? I had to scroll down to the actual thing this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you have to adjust.
I have a lot of headroom on my camera.
You know what? You know what? You do. You do. At least it ain't Max headroom.
Listen.
I know. Like Beavis.
We are the world.
Yeah. You're going to learn today. Okay. You're getting that. You know what?
There we go.
There you go.
There we go. Oh.
Ta-da!
Right. Look at that.
Great morning to Nurse Ari Kawanda. We love you. We appreciate you. Anita Nicole, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Listen, make sure you hit the like and subscribe while you're there on YouTube. We're on our road to 9,000.
I haven't had my first cup of coffee this morning.
I love how
that works.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Good morning, y'all.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. of course, also to call in.
Oh,
you hit us up, 833-212. Stop it, Bailey. No, you can't come in the morning. Start.
Listen.
Don't start.
I am coffee-less. You might want me to go ahead and start this process.
Okay.
Only had
712.
Okay.
Come right now.
There you go.
And it didn't happen. Okay. But the truth.
You crazy.
Call in line. 833-212-1017. So there's, and I just want to like apologize, even like for the last couple of weeks, I just didn't know what was really going on, right? So I was like, okay, nobody's chiming in on the studio.
Well, you know what?
I would
pop in every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't think anything was going on. I pretty much thought nobody was texting us. But then if you think about it, our True Talk text line, well, our text line used to just, you know, blow up.
Right.
And so when you said that, when you were like, are they shutting us down? Or did they?
Yeah, because even while you were out, but it started for me before then, even while you were out.
I just felt like it took longer.
Man, it wasn't even taking long. I'm like, okay, nothing. Like somebody always says something.
Something.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there's a whole conversation that goes on oftentimes on the True Talk text line.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like, okay, no conversation, nothing.
None?
It just kept showing an empty space.
Right.
I'm like, this is odd. But I was rolling with it.
But when I was gone, I really noticed.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, then you mentioned it when I came back. And so I sent a text to see if it was going to pop up.
And it wasn't there.
Never came.
So The new addition, it's kind of a different kind of way that we have to try to access them, but it's with everything else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole thread, and you have to kind of jump to the bottom to try to, you know.
Yeah.
Bailey.
What did
that sound mean that you said? You just made a sound when I was saying you have to go and navigate.
I don't know.
You say yeah.
Something about an email or something. What was you
right.
Say?
So it is now where, and hopefully maybe we can just get that on the screen. You know what I mean? And we can kind of just see. That's the word. That's the sound.
What?
That's the sound that you made.
What? You know, listen. I'm gonna have to call Sierra.
Hang on.
I'm gonna have to call Sierra. Like, shout out to Sierra, cause I'm gonna need my email to get set up right. I don't know what's going on here. Y'all be having these meetings and soireeing.
Mm-hmm. So
tell me later. Here's what's going on. What happened was, now we ain't got no text line. I'm gone for 3 days, and what happens? The whole joint shuts down on me. I don't know what's going on up in here.
See, it's in your email. In your email, you
what was... email?
MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
I don't. Yeah.
If you go there, you will
see, you'll even
be able to listen to the meeting that you may not have been able to
attend.
I'm just sharing my truth.
Homer, I don't even, you're going to have to show me how to get in. I can't even do it. I've been trying. Okay. I set it up. I don't know how to get back in. I don't know what happened.
You know what? I don't, what's... What's on the breakfast platter?
I don't know.
What's today?
I got some yogurt and an orange over here. You want?
I'm talking topics. Listen, this is.
I don't know. I'm still trying to get my camera right. I'm okay.
I was trying not to do it, but I got to do it. Bailey! Order in the studio.
I ain't do nothing. I'm telling my truth.
You know, the Packers play. The
first preseason game.
Yes.
Tonight.
And Aaron Rodgers wishes that it was in Green Bay. And I understand.
You know, here's my thing with this.
Mm-hmm.
And this has nothing to do with, listen, Aaron Rodgers is still taking up screen time, and yet I have absolutely no idea what's going on with Jordan Love, and he is our current quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Aaron Rodgers taking up so much time? I'd rather be hearing, like, when Giannis's wife, each time she popped out a baby, we mm-hmm. heard all about it.
Right.
Jordan Love's wife has a baby, we heard a little bit.
Right.
But I don't really know him like that, and he's been our quarterback for how long?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. But Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy or whatever his name is, they're taking up all the airtime on the TV stations. And we have yet to hear about what's going on with the Packers.
You know, there's...
No, it's not right. They're old relics of the past. No doubt from the glory days of the Packers. I'm not gonna say this not, but I'm like, who's on the Packer team? Who's on the Packers right now besides Jordan Love? Mm-hmm. Who else is on the ticket? I ain't heard nobody else now, and I barely heard about Jordan Love being the quarterback. What is going on up there in Green Bay? What is happening? What is happening with our media that they'd rather talk with Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, that's another part of the story. But anyway, I'm just trying to figure it all out. You talk about preseason game. We have heard more about Aaron Rodgers mm-hmm. and Mike McCarthy than we have heard, okay, about the actual game or anything else.
Yeah,
what the heck time is the game? What is going on? Order in the studio. Milwaukee media need to get it together. We need to know what time the game
is. Hey, that's my job.
And who's on the Packer team? Who is on the Packer team? Jordan Love, that's all we know about. And we don't really know about him. They want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, this year, I believe is 40. Uh-huh. He's 40 years old. Mm. And he's still playing. Uh-huh. Now, you know, I'm not mad at that. Rah-rah. But 40 years.
You say rah-rah.
But 40 years.
You all won this morning, Bailey.
40 years for a football player, you know, that's a long time.
You know.
That's a long time. That's young in regular standard. But literally, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a football player.
True.
okay. I'm done. Let me finish.
Okay.
No, not that. This.
Oh, see, so this is why. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. She said, Bailey, I understand. I'm playing catch up from being on vacation myself. It's okay, girl.
Exactly. Come back and everything's all right. I wasn't on vacation. I actually kind of shared this with you guys yesterday. I was doing a bereavement thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it must have been released from somewhere when we return. When we return.
What's wrong?
Must have got released. He left the community for a long time, at least our community.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he left the other communities, but he left our community. But he's on the truth calling in line, 833-212-1017. We got to take care of some bills, or we'll be black. Somebody else. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Blake!
But Mom always said that when...
You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman,
who didn't go get coffee during the break.
No, I did not. I already had it set up over here. I already had it set up. I was good.
Okay. And you were still doing that? The things you were doing? And
that I hadn't
so that's wet coffee?
I had not had a sip.
Okay. Well, before we
had it over here. I was preparing. Now we're all set.
Okay. So before I go to Blake.
It's all in the preparation.
Blake Gump on the on the truth call-in line, 833-212-1017. I want to go and ask our YouTube chat. So, Blake, hopefully you can hold on. I don't know what kind of undercover mission that you might be on. We get it. But where do you think Blake Gump was? Because I'm about to come up with some ideas that I have.
It's so, like, where is Carmen Sandiego?
Right. Where was Blake? In your opinion. I think that he was doing security for the FIFA.
You think he was doing security for the FIFA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was doing that. Yep.
Okay.
I think he also was one of the security when they announced the SpaceX going on the stock market.
I heard he was actually on the last run with the SpaceX run.
Uh-huh.
He was on the run with them. They just didn't show him. On the capsule with them.
And I also heard that he was the campaign manager for all candidates for the election that took place for August 11th. I heard that he was a campaign
for all the candidates.
For all the candidates.
Okay.
He was doing security.
Yeah.
You know. And I also heard that he was preparing for when the Olympics returned to America.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And also, he was at SummerSlam doing security. Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay.
And Obafemi.
I did.
And Cody Rhodes.
He
was doing security for all of them.
Okay.
There's our, and Kawanda said, finding Blake Gump. I don't know, but I heard he was helping the campaign. See, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Allen Lab, and everybody got their thing. Kirk Chauncey said, Bailey Coleman, put some respect on Aaron's name. He's 42, about to be 43.
Tom Brady
played until he was 45.
Okay.
George Foreman was 45 when he won the title again.
Well.
Nurse Iron Kwanda said, Bell's in the building. Just know that's who you're getting today, Homer. Yeah. let's see. Nurse Iron Kwanda said, Homer, you took my thoughts dead laughing. Yeah. You know, all the things. And, you know, the things that I didn't believe that I heard is that, you know, he had to go and turn himself in and serve some time that was, you know, it was a suspended sentence that he had to, you know, go and take care of his work.
Okay.
I also heard that there's 8 new clubs that will be opening up. And he is the security
for all 8. Okay.
And he's going over their business plans making sure that they're going to be good.
Okay.
So.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, Blake.
So with that being said, without further ado, let's find out where he's really been. Because he was away.
Okay.
From us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he may have been calling all the other shows, but
yeah, he was
away from us.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, a man who's been all around the world and black and over again, great morning, Blake Gump. We love you. We appreciate you. Where you been? What's your truth?
Okay. Hey, Bailey. What's happening?
Hey.
What's up, Bales? OG Bales. What's
hey.
Up, little big
what?
Fella? Homer Blow. Homer Blow. No, man, I've been letting the world be the world, man. My father is transitioning, and I've been taking care of him. And one of my students that I used to coach in middle school needed a place to stay and making sure she keeps her head on her shoulders and getting her kids together for school and letting her stay at my house. And then I went to Atlanta to check on my brother to make sure he's okay. By the way, the game is at 6:30. And
thank
the reason
you.
they're talking about McCarthy and Rodgers because they got the complexion for the persuasion. You know what
just
I mean?
Just saying.
They want Jordan Love to be Aaron Rodgers. He's a mixed child. His mama went from the 50-yard line to a suite up in the top of the Green Bay football field, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But Homer, for one, on the real note, I'd like to apologize to you because I missed your birthday party, but my son's birthday was the 15th. Of June, and I haven't seen him in 3 years.
Your father trumps everything, even on that, even outside of where you were able to come do that.
I'm just apologizing. Dude.
Yeah. I accept, but you know, you don't have to, you know, that, like I say, there's certain things for me that supersedes anything else. Sometimes people can say one thing, and I'd be like, you know what? You ain't even got to say anything else. You ain't got to say nothing else.
Yeah.
Because for me,
and
I know a lot of people don't look at it that way, but I do. Just want people to understand that. But go ahead, bro.
That's love.
Mm-hmm.
And then my cousin, Montel Jackson, he's a UFC lightweight contender. He's going to be the next champ coming up. So his dad is Torrance Bernard Jackson.
They're going to play,
so he got, his fight is in October. I don't know if he's going to be in Vegas or not, but Montel Jackson. He's going to be the new lightweight champion. But I've been watching the
you
studio
working security
crazy,
for him?
Yeah, you doing security?
If he needs me, I'll do it because I am 35.
Don't you do security for Clarissa Shields?
Nah, I ain't messing with old girl, man.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're a fool, homie. I've been listening to y'all. Y'all give me G. I ain't do the feet, but none of that, man. Y'all funny. And Bailey. They still have from that Seattle weed from when she was a teenager, dude, because she ain't got no coffee in her system. She on it. She be, your stealthiness is ridiculous. But Andrew, I didn't like you. I was going to call you an asshole, but you smart. You a smart
Andrew
young man.
Gomes.
I appreciate you.
Andrew Gomes.
Andrew. I mean Andrew, but what's his name? Xavier. You're quite the character, dude. For you to tell me that I'm different and difficult on the phone. You don't even know me, but I appreciate you. You're a smart young man. I appreciate you. But
what is he talking about?
I'm talking about you.
We got it.
What is he talking about? What is he referring to?
I don't know. Damn, is it time to take a commercial break?
No, not yet.
We still got a few minutes left. Welcome, Black. And again, I definitely understand processing when a family member is in the midst of a transition.
It's
a lot to take in. And then you're not only taking in that, you're trying to also be a good friend to mm-hmm. another friend of yours mm-hmm. and keeping up. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with those things, whether people understand it or not, it's some things that, you know.
Yeah.
You just let loose. Whatever it is, it's coming out.
Yeah.
All I asked was be like, yeah, and another thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like they say, you know, and I don't drink, but they say, that when you're drinking that alcohol, it's mm-hmm. telling the truth.
Mm.
You know, things that you wouldn't say with your sober mind, you'd be like, but when you know what? Another thing about you. Did I ever tell you? I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never liked your mama. Did I ever tell you that? I never liked your mama. Your mama. Let me tell you when your mama used to.
You
like,
crazy.
Say, man, don't be talking about my mama. Yeah, I talk about who the hell I want to.
That's right. I said your mama.
And that's like your little nappy head niece.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's just like her, you
mm-hmm.
know? Oh, don't let me tell you about your wife. Oh, man.
Uh-uh.
You know, all of the things. You're like, what? So this, tell me how you really feel.
Okay.
Oh, I'm about to tell you. And also, you don't, when you at work, you ain't worth a damn. Everybody talking about you. So you're like, damn. And then next day, if I said anything yesterday, I just want to apologize in advance because
y'all know, man, I love you. I talking, I just be talking.
I think somebody put something in my drink or something.
Because
it's so many people that was making mean posts about mm-hmm. me, and I was like, what? Talking about, I went around reading everybody. I read them. I read everybody they write. It's okay. It's okay. So. All right, shout out to YouTube. They're going crazy, laughing and everything, all the things.
Uh-huh.
But we got to take care of some bills. We're going to take care of some business when we come back.
Ooh.
And then we're going that was a hell of a return for Blake Gump.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So,
I mean, you had to shout him out, cut him off all at the same time.
Send prayers. Cut him off. He was having his own little personal tirade towards the end.
I see you found the button over there.
No, I just. I say, no mas. I quit. I give up. Okay, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Come Black, taking care of some other bills. And, whew.
We still love you, though, Blake.
Order
still
in the studio.
Good for a call in every once in a while. Just don't get. You and Albie get carried away. We have to.
We got to take care of some bills, and we'll be Black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Mark your calendars. Join us for True Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It is free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Well, visit the True Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Let me help you spell Sierra. Sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, True Family Fest. Again, it's Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Core, and Ascension. I think I did it. I try. I work hard at it.
I got real tears this morning, y'all. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning.
Why are you tearing up over
because
there?
Of you?
What?
Between you and Blake Gump.
Now, Blake.
And our YouTube chat.
Listen, Blake started up right. And then somehow, all of a sudden.
He turned the Jets on at the end.
all of a sudden, he just went.
He went balls to the wall.
Yeah, he did. He was like, that's it. And another thing.
Hold up. I had to do my, hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
He did. He really did an owl on us.
Yes, he did.
He did an owl because
his dismount.
Yeah. Because Al'll be cool, and he's doing his little rhymes and whatever. Then all of a sudden, he goes crazy. He says something real just out there.
Yeah.
And then he says, hey, y'all have a blessed day.
Right.
And then you're like, what happened?
Have a great day. Anita Nicole on our YouTube said, Blake said, I got time today. Homie.
Okay.
Blake said, I got time today.
Let me tell you about your producer.
Homer is a general in his field. Experience and expertise pays. Bales definitely clocked in today.
Hey, can I just say, I need y'all to be nice to Xavier because he takes a lot of flack from everybody.
I'm not.
When y'all call it. I know. You're a tough guy.
Black from who, though?
I know. When they call in and on the YouTube channel and everything. Everybody just play nice. We out here having fun. We tell a few jokes in here. We give you the news, you know. Just let's be cool. Just everybody be cool. Because folk be wanting to block folk. And, you know, we got to all work together. We love everybody. We are the world.
Did he just quote Tory Lowe? I want all the smoke.
Yes.
I know you do, but we don't want you. We just want everybody to
We got enough long. Coming in from Minnesota.
In the words.
We got enough in smoke.
In the words of Rodney King, hey, we all just get along.
You know what? Bailey.
Blake, you have to be nice when you call in here.
Bailey, you started it.
What? I did not.
You did. You started this whole...
absolutely nothing. I just came in here to do my job. It's not my fault.
Really? You know, one day I want to have the conversation about accountability.
I'm fully accountable. I started absolutely nothing.
Hold on, Bailey. are you? Bailey. Are you really going to stand on that?
Hold on.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
What?
In the studio court of law.
Okay, and?
So are you sitting here? I am going to hold you in contempt. If you do not acknowledge.
Acknowledge what? What am I?
Your part in starting this morning differently.
What? I cannot.
And what's that word you came up with, or the sound? Okay, I'll get it out of you. Watch.
What?
We go to the email.
Uh-huh.
And we end up going to the bottom to open up the text. The text.
I can't do all that. I don't even know.
So, but and you just, you know, you have been, you've been on one.
Yeah, come on.
You really don't believe you've been on one this morning?
I am just.
And we in the first hour.
It's just me. Come on now.
The only semi-topic we got to was the Packers preseason right. starting against the Steelers.
And what happened with that? We
you
have
got
had
to
a
talk
very
to...
good, and the YouTube chat understands what I'm talking about. And Blake himself said it's because, you know, they're Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jordan ain't getting the love.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's all. That's all there is to it. That was my point.
You sound like the innocent person that knows that they may have done something wrong.
I didn't do anything.
That's exactly what they say. That's exactly what they say. I ain't even do nothing.
I didn't.
Oh, and you hunched the shoulders? Oh, hell no. Order in the studio, Bailey. She did the shoulder hunch. That is the, what is it, the topping on the cake or whatever, like the frosting on the cake? She did it. He did it.
All right,
how many of us parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles have got to, he ain't do nothing? But come on, Bailey.
What?
That's the admission of guilt without admitting to being guilty.
Listen, our Aunt Kawanda on the YouTube chat said we need to have the Shay Shay Foo Foo mug. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, I promise I'll bring it today. Faithful servant. Yeah. I try.
Yeah, only time you will get that full disclosure accountability from Bales over. She would need to be sipping from the Shay Shay Foo Foo mug. And hashtag no lies detected. And then Nurse Iron Kawanda said, oh, don't put that Shay Shay Foo Foo on us, Bell. That's all I'm saying. Thank you. Thank you.
Ain't no Shay Shay Foo Foo on you.
Said, Bell said, yeah, and that's exactly. She put the emoji like,
that's that emoji.
Be like, what happened? I don't know.
I don't know.
So you don't know how all the sugar in the flour and everything is on. You don't know how all this finger paint and all this stuff is on the wall. And you don't know why you got a face full of mascara. Okay. I see that I'm going to have to commandeer this whole situation.
Yes, you are.
But I'm going to do it with your work. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm not mad at that.
Because you're going to learn today.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. There were some things that Bailey definitely had, and this will hopefully avert her attention, because, you know, these are things that you wanted to speak about. 10 years after the uprising in Sherman Park.
Yes.
The very suspicious woman that was sitting next to the orange man.
Yep.
Whitney Houston's autopsy revealed a heartbreaking situation. These are all things that you had on your mind. So Wisconsin socialist rage as Francesca Hong narrows. Let's see, get the rest of that. Headline, narrowly loses to David Crowley amid late night humor error. Sounds slightly shady. So those are some of the things that you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it. Wisconsin teen sentenced to 12 years in fatal shooting. So where you want to head to first? It's your world.
It's my world?
Yes. Well, hold up. I recant.
What
the
you mean?
Last part of that statement. No, I cannot turn the world totally over to you right now.
Why?
I cannot.
Why not?
You have to ask. You have to ask why not. Ask not why. Okay, so what?
No.
Which
no.
one of the topics
no,
would you like
no,
to
go ahead.
Start? No. Which one of the topics would you like to start with, Bailey? And we can go there. How about that? You know what?
I know that was a good one, right?
Yeah.
So, apparently, Donald Trump has, they have something where, do you think, Xavier, do you think it's some kind of electronic thing that they have attached to him? Like when he's out.
That wakes him up.
That wakes him up.
Like a little shock thing.
Oh, you're talking about the lady thing. That was sitting next to him?
Yeah, there's a lady. If you guys have seen the latest news run, right? There is, Trump is at some type of a press conference, which I know every time he's at, pretty much every time he's at a press conference or something, he's sitting down.
He's asleep. Or falling asleep.
Now, they say there's many reasons why he sits now, right?
Well, I mean, I know he can't control his bowels anymore.
That part.
So,
right?
I mean, there's been a couple times where they've been in, like, press conference meeting, and he'll just poop his pants and at the end of the meeting.
What are you saying, Helmer? The man is, how old
Stop
is he?
Stop it!
He's 80.
Stop it!
You said it's my world.
What are you talking about?
You said it's my world, and we will discuss what
Listen, it's bad enough that we were, not us. I don't believe it was any of us that was swimming at Bradford Beach or McKinley Beach or South Shore when the 96 million gallons of sewage was released and they didn't get closed until the 4th, and then they reopened, I believe, on the 7th. But before then, you were swimming in it. You were swimming in it. But we're not going. We're not gonna IBS. You'll just call it IBS.
Irritable bowel.
Ah! Let's go to break. You know what?
We're gonna finish talking about
no. No, what we not? Go to break. We'll be black.
Order
in this damn studio. Order. Go to break while I'm getting ordered in the studio.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Are your finances low? Your mindset off track? Are you ready to get into real estate? Well, tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM.
Homer wanted me to go get another cup of coffee, y'all, but I...
But she declined.
I can't. I can only really do two cups.
Okay.
Now, I might be able to go get some tea.
Okay.
Well, but no coffee.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Please go get it.
No. We're good. We're good this morning.
Says the person that complimented Xavier in the break. That was good. That was good.
Everyone loves a fart noise.
Oh, no.
No.
It was funny, though. It was timed right. It's a comedic thing. Helmer, relax.
It's, okay, let's, okay, we were talking
it's all about timing.
Who was the woman that was standing next to the orange man?
No, they don't really say who she was. She's some type of assistant or something. But she was standing next to him.
And we have a clip, right? Do we have a clip?
They said she's a very suspicious
woman. Yes, that's how
woman.
They, yeah. And to be that close to the
president. Standing next to the president.
Yeah.
And Trump moves and she presses like a little button. It appears to be a button of some sort on her dress or on her stomach.
Yes.
Yeah, put the clip up. Okay. So the woman is standing next to Trump. She moves her hand and presses a device on her stomach. And at that exact moment, Trump jumps up, startled, as if he had given him an electric shock to wake him up in front of the cameras. Now, he doesn't jump up, but he kind of moves and wakes up. And she's standing there like, you know, and she got this little tie over her stomach, like as if it's not suspicious. And he, you know, he was, you could tell he was going to sleep and it kind of woke him up. It gave him what I think might have been an electric shock. I hope y'all are seeing this on YouTube.
Yeah, we're playing the clip.
Yeah, it's got a whole close up of everything. And all of a sudden he just wakes up and he's like, wake up. Okay. So clearly they're doing things that we'll find out about, you know.
And even with her head nod after the accomplished woke him up.
Yeah.
She kind of nods like, yep, I got it. I got it. I got it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you know.
Yeah. She's standing there like she's like, yeah, all apart. She's listening and all of this and that. And he falling out. He going to sleep.
Listen.
He is 1 minute away from slobber coming
personally,
out.
I personally believe that it's karma.
You think it's karma?
Yes. Okay. I believe that it's karma.
Okay.
What was one of his favorite
things? Sleepy Joe.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was one of his favorite things to try to say about President
Biden.
Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
And how many times have we caught him sleep?
He knocked out every time.
You feel what I'm saying? So, just my personal opinion.
Plus, like,
yeah, karma getting you now.
You know, he had a whole bunch of stuff going on. How are you going to be, now I'm doing a slight turn here, but how are you going to be the president of the United States? You know that people are always threatening. But, you know, he's done a lot of stuff in office that people don't agree with. A lot of different countries don't agree with. And, you know, so it makes sense that some of those countries might try to do different things, right? So he switches planes for security reasons. Now, there's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. I think, you know, we're supposed to, the country is supposed to protect him, right?
Correct.
But then, if you at risk, why would they leave these other people on the other plane like sitting ducks? And transfer him to another plane. And the reason they're transferring him to another plane is because they're trying to protect him. But at the same time, you leave these people, the whole press corps, all your assistants, all these people on the plane.
Bailey?
What? Am I Xavier, am I lying?
Yeah, what you're referring to is the alleged attempted assassination by Iran.
Right.
That happened to him in Turkey.
Right.
So, yeah, he, like, transferred planes, and then he pretty much left the whole press corps on the plane letting them know. And this is why people are saying why Caroline Leavitt just left. It's because of that, because she was actually left on that plane as well. She's supposed to be one of his closest advisors.
How you gonna leave your own people on the plane?
Bailey.
What?
Xavier. It is president first.
Okay.
Even the Secret Service, Secret Service that
surface?
Works.
The Secret Service?
No, service.
Okay, I'm just messing with you.
Even the Secret Service knows that they are putting their lives, they would rather that they are assassinated as opposed to whoever the president is. So they all know that. They all know that if we're saving anybody first, it's going to be our president of the United States.
Yeah, but he picked the people he wanted to take.
They all know.
He took Pete Hegseth.
They all
and left Marco
know.
Rubio. You see that?
Yep.
That's because Marco Rubio is going to run for president next month.
Well, he still remembers little Marco.
Yeah, but they all know this. You get what I'm saying? You know what you're signing up for.
I'm not saying.
So when it happens, you can't get mad.
I'm not saying.
And run.
I'm not saying, right?
They knew it.
That they shouldn't have taken him first or anything like that.
They know he's selfish.
But that's true. But.
They know all of the things.
But why would you leave them sitting there like that? And you know that play not supposed to be safe?
When we just acknowledge that he's selfish. We also acknowledge that in the rule of all of it, get him out first.
That's why his press secretary.
That's why it was weird.
She finally figured it out.
That's why it was weird when the alleged assassination attempt at that, was that the correspondence dinner?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And he was the first one take it out. You know, it's like, hold up.
Right.
Like, it's almost like you get to say, everybody stay here. Let's get him out. And now y'all, and good luck to y'all now.
I mean, we all know that was staged, right?
Yeah.
Because they took Melania out first.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and that's just not how it's supposed to work.
And you see her, if you look back at it, they hear something, and then all of a sudden they grab her. She falls back, right? And then he's like the last person to leave.
Yeah, but as for your comment, producer Xavier, that would have been a perfect time. I know that what we hear, but none of it has been officially proven. So that's when you hit your hotkey that says accusations, and that clears you from being like, those are just accusations.
I just say allegedly.
Supposedly.
I know, but hit the accusations hotkey. Is it time? It's not there. Damn. Okay. Is it time for another break? This whole first hour, you know what? If I could get a redo.
No.
It was great radio.
Great radio.
I
had a spicy caller call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spicy?
Very spicy.
Blake, he calls you spicy.
Listen. Okay, we got 8 seconds. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be back.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.